Welcome to the Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 64, Wolf Cop.
Half man, half wolf, all podcast. Why are you staring at me like that? God. Stop staring at me. It's Sunday.
Nothing. I just don't have anything to say to that.
That's okay. I'm used to it.
Hey everybody, welcome back. I am your host, Chaos.
I'm your co-host, Carnage.
And we are the Mostly Podcast at Night, the horror movie review podcast with two best friends who bicker and banter. And every single week, we take turns bringing you another scary movie to talk about and deconstruct and shit on and love and judge, and we do trivia and fan fiction and spoilers
and awards
and you have been warned. And this week we did Wolf Cop.
Yes,
it was a Chaos pick.
It was a Chaos pick. Thank you, Chaos. Mm-hmm. It was done in 2014. It was unrated and it was 79 minutes long. I didn't realize it was that short, actually. And it was only 5.5 on the IMDb scale. What about that tomato meter?
Tomato meter is a 65%. No critic consensus because it only got about 20 critic reviews. Then audience score 46%. Only 733 user ratings.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not well known?
Not a lot of love. You know, it's funny because everybody who's, like, really into horror, who I talk to, like, loves this movie, and yet it's such a unknown movie. It's, I don't know. But it seems like one, if you're like, this is, horror is your favorite genre, and you're really into it, like, you've heard of this movie. I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe horror fans don't go to Rotten Tomatoes. Is that it, possibly?
Horror fans don't go to Rotten Tomatoes?
I'm just hypothesizing. That's why it doesn't have that many view scores on Rotten Tomatoes.
How many does it have on IMDb?
Well, let me look here. Hold on a second. That's a good question. It has got 5,376.
That's still nothing.
So 5,376 people have seen this movie.
That's still nothing. Like,
that's, I mean, more than friends I have. I mean, come
no,
on.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's not like, I don't think it's that nobody, that horror fans don't go to Rotten Tomatoes. I think you're weird.
I know, I am weird. It's Sunday. I get weird on Sunday. That's why I usually don't go out of my house on Sunday, because Sunday's my weird day.
We should probably explain why Carnage keeps going on and on about how it's Sunday and she's weird on Sunday. Is because we had to re-record this episode. This is not the first time we're talking about Wolf Cop, unfortunately. Our first time we recorded the episode, for some bizarre reason that makes no sense to either of us, there's all this static on the recording, even though there was nothing around us making noise.
I have a hypothesis about this, too.
Oh my god, what?
Remember that one episode that we heard, like, children laughing on the background? Maybe your apartment is haunted.
No, remember that was another episode that somehow got into the background.
I know, that's weird, though. That's fucked up. Either your sound production thingy, majiggy, is haunted, or your apartment
like
is.
That on the recording software, so not the editing software.
Okay, that's even weirder. It's your apartment that's haunted, then.
I don't know. It is a little creepy, I have to say. I mean, to think about it. Like,
it is.
How in the hell did another episode that we previously recorded get recorded underneath a new episode? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
We've had way too many technical issues in the year and a half we've been doing this podcast.
That's why I'm telling you.
To be unexplained.
That's why I'm telling you. The soundboard and the microphones are a priority.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, I think your apartment's haunted. That's where I'm going. You're going towards, we need better sound equipment. I'm going towards, we need a seance.
My apartment is not haunted.
Okay, then you are then.
I am not haunted. I would probably know it if I was haunted.
This podcast is haunted.
This podcast. I don't know. Maybe it is haunted. Who knows? Really.
All right. Well, going back to Wolf Cop, do you want to talk about the cast?
Yeah, let's talk about the cast. So, our main character, Lou Garou, which, very cute, by the way, because that is French for werewolf, is Leo Fafard. Tina, his partner, is Amy Maticio. Willie, his friend, is Jonathan Cherry. His chief is Aiden Devine. Jessica, the local bar owner, is Sarah Lind. Mayor Bradley, who's obviously the mayor, is Corrine Connelly. No! The gang leader of the gang.
Is he the leader, though?
Yes, he's also the leader.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Is Jesse Moss. And the coroner for the city is James Whittingham.
Actually, I'm not an expert, but I think he's the coroner for the county.
For the county, you're right.
Yes.
County coroner.
I'm not an expert in dead bodies, but...
Well, I'm not either, but that was a pretty rural-looking community, so should have known to say county instead of city.
That's our friend Just Joe that's an expert in dead bodies.
Yes.
FBI, just FYI.
He's an expert in everything. That's why the FBI has a folder on him.
And the CIA.
Yeah, both.
And Homeland Security.
Yeah, that one too. Okay, well, there's many agencies that have folders.
I think the Mossad do too. They're like, we know about that Just Joe. We got our eyes on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you want a summary probably, right?
Yeah, can we have a summary?
Okay. Alcoholic cop gets turned into wolf. Things go awesome! Because apparently alcohol makes werewolves even stronger.
In this universe, anyway.
Yes. So, Lou is the worst fucking cop alive. Well, one of the worst fucking cops alive.
We've seen some bad cops. We have seen our bad cops. However, this guy is probably the worst bad cop I've seen, like, on the silver screen. Just as far as, like, not bad cop, like not the worst, like, corrupted cop. Like, just the
worst human. Yeah. Non-functioning alcoholic cop.
Like, worst guy at his job in general. He's a cop on top of that.
I equate him to the alcoholic, what's his face? Don Barry's character. Andy Griffith's show. What's his name? Don Knotts' character.
The alcoholic Barney.
The alcoholic Barney Fife.
He's the anti-Barney, though, because Barney's, like, good, like, he wants to be good at his job, and he takes it seriously.
But he's horrible at it, I mean, though.
Yeah, he is horrible at it, but in a different way.
Yeah.
It's not exactly the same. He's kind of the anti-Fife.
He's, like, the alcoholic anti-Fife.
Yeah.
But still bumbling.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But then he goes to investigate this series of occult happenings, I guess it is, behind, you know... His friend Willie Higgins keeps calling him that he's got these disturbances, so he finally goes to investigate because his chief makes him.
Yeah.
And he wakes up with this pentagram carved into his stomach.
Well, he finds, he stumbles across a ceremony where they're trying to sacrifice a political candidate.
Oh,
yeah. And then he gets, like, knocked unconscious or something, and he wakes up with the pentagram carved on his stomach.
And then he becomes super cop.
Yeah, well, then he transforms into a werewolf, and instead of, like, the typical werewolf movies where he's, like, just becomes, like, this unintelligent beast who just runs around killing, he maintains his intelligence and his personality, and he's just a werewolf of himself.
He becomes the ultimate badass.
He's just himself as a werewolf. And then, yeah, and it gives him all these superpowers, and all of a sudden he's, like, kicking ass and taking names. Like, all of a sudden he cares about his job, and it's like it gave him, you know, like...
Ambition?
It's like it gave him, like, not only did it give him superpowers, but it also gave him, like, Prozac and Xanax, and...
I was being nice with ambition. I guess we're gonna go medical drugs now.
Maybe some Adderall in there. I don't know.
Yeah. So he goes to be he breaks up a robbery at Liquor Donuts.
At Liquor Donuts.
I love that name so much. We need a place called Liquor Donuts. We sell only liquor and donuts.
I know, and I want a T-shirt for it too.
Yes,
Liquor Donuts.
T-shirt. Oh, that reminds me of Bunghole Liquor.
Bunghole Liquor in Massachusetts.
Yep.
Where I still want a T-shirt from.
Yeah. So Massachusetts people, if Bunghole Liquors is still around. And they sell T-shirts. Send them on in,
because Chaos will bump down. Yeah,
I used to live up in Massachusetts, and we used to visit up there all the time. And that was our favorite place. Well, not our favorite place to go, but
I still have pictures, so it happened. Bunghole Liquors is a real place that we went to.
It's a chain.
Yeah,
it's a chain
up there. No, I believe it. But yeah, it's hilarious.
Anyway, so he breaks up that robbery. He crashes his supercar, which we're going to talk about, into this meth lab. I mean, he becomes a badass. His supercar
just, like, comes running into this meth lab and just rips people apart. And, oh my god, the deaths were cool.
It was awesome.
And he has this Wolfmobile.
So he loses a door on his car, so he decides to go to Styles Auto Body, which that's a nod to Styles, the best friend in Teen Wolf. So we love that little homage, I guess you should say. And he pimps his ride, which really he just...
I love how he loses a door, so in order to make him even, he rips off the other door.
Yeah.
But then he pimps his ride out so that it's this, like, super, like, police cruiser, like he's Mad Max or something. It reminded me of Mad Max.
Looks like shit, though.
Yeah, it looks like...
He's doing all this work. It's like this whole montage of him...
Him welding as a werewolf.
Yes. With the full goggles.
Mask.
He's got better welding gear than Brooke Hogan did. And she wasn't even a wolf.
She wasn't the welder.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't the woman in that movie who welded.
Oh,
Brooke
that's
Hogan
right.
did not weld in that movie.
She did not
that
weld.
That was another woman.
Well, the welder. I'm just saying. He had better equipment than she did.
Yes.
And, but, yeah, he come out with this car and it looks like a piece of shit.
It's basically made for being able to just, like, charge into things, which he does later at the barn, yeah.
Yes.
He breaks down the wall, and then he kills all the meth makers.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it's a cool scene where he goes cool. and rips everybody apart.
What happened to, like, the Sixth Amendment due process? Oh, no. We're just gonna fucking rip them up.
He forgot about that part. Yeah. You know, that was the werewolf part of it.
Damn
he
it.
Becomes a super cop, but he forgets about the arresting. He just goes straight for the, like, what do I want to call it? Vigilante justice?
Yeah.
Even though he's a cop, yeah.
So after he's off this high... with killing everyone, he goes back to the police station where Jessica seduces him while he's in his wolf form.
Oh my god.
It's so gross. Oh my god.
They do it in the jail. And it's like they give you this whole scene with this like bow chicka wow wow music. And it's not supposed to be serious. Like this is not supposed to be like a serious love scene. Besides the fact that it's like borderline bestiality.
Yes.
It's also played for laughs.
Yeah.
So it's not serious, but it's hilariously gross. Like, I mean, just like all the passionate lovemaking with like a dude in a wolf costume.
But it gets worse though when she shapeshifts into the old lady mayor.
Ew! Yes! Oh!
When you think it can't get any grosser. That should be the tagline of this movie.
When you think it can't get any grosser.
Old lady bestiality. Anyway, that's just a way to kind of, they basically drug him again, bring him to the second ceremony where Jessica shifts into the mayor, Higgins, his best friend, shifts into another shapeshifter, and their chief shapeshifts as well to the gang leader.
Yeah.
And they're really these shapeshifters that
They're reptilian shapeshifters. They're like aliens. Which I know sounds really, really weird, and you were like, oh my god, what the hell? The funny thing is, people believe that these creatures exist.
Oh.
Reptilian shapeshifters from beyond the stars. Yes, from beyond, in real life. People believe that there are aliens that are reptilian shapeshifters.
I'm not one to judge, but what the fuck? Seriously.
So I know you thought that was way out there to put that in the movie, but not as much as you might think.
Okay. Well, not to insult our core audience if anyone believes in that. Moving on.
No, I will insult our core audience if anybody believes in that. So... And I love stuff about aliens, don't get me wrong, but that's fucked up. Anyway.
So real super cop Tina comes to his rescue, though, because
she's
cop of the month.
She really is super cop. She's
without
always
the werewolf
cop of the
powers.
Month at the police station.
So she comes and rescues him, and together they kill everyone.
Yeah, because he figures out that alcohol is like is what's actually making him uncontrollable, because they usually turn people into werewolves in order to sacrifice them in order to extend their lives. They like drink their blood or something.
Gross.
But they keep saying throughout the movie, like, usually the guy there is like easily controllable, and that's why they picked Lou, because he was so terrible. That they picked him because they just figured he'd be a bumbling idiot they could easily control. And then it turns out that the alcohol is what makes him super wolf.
Yes.
Which is hilarious.
Which I'm going to start drinking
because
more.
Because it ruins his life when he's a person.
Yes.
But when he turns into a werewolf, it fuels his amazing powers. And he's able to save the day and not die and kill the reptilians and save the town.
And he's going to drop Tina off after stopping at the bar for another drink.
And she gets shot or something. And he's like, I'll drop you off at the hospital after another drink. And it's like, oh, okay, thanks, buddy.
So that's friendship for you. I can see you doing that to me. Be like, oh, I'll drop you off at the hospital after I get another drink. That's friendship.
I don't drink, though.
No, I know, but you make a point to go to the bar to have a drink.
Oh, I would.
Before you drop me off at the hospital.
Wow, yeah. I'm rude.
And I do it to you too, don't worry.
Oh, thanks. That's really nice of you.
I'm like, I'm just going to sip this wine. You just stay there. You're fine. You're bleeding out. It's okay.
I'll be like, what? You're always the DD whenever anybody goes to drink.
Unless someone gets shot.
Oh, okay.
Then that changes things.
Then suddenly, all of a sudden, you're a wino.
Yeah, pretty much.
Uh-huh. See, I would do it, but I would just be like, I wouldn't be like, we have to go have a drink. I'd be like, we have to go have ice cream or something.
Oh, that sounds better. I'd join you probably then.
Yeah, and I'd wait and go have ice cream for celebrations. Because we
beat the gang leaders and the reptilian shapeshifters.
Beat the evil outer space reptilian shapeshifters. That requires a sundae.
It does.
I would venture even a banana split, and then we go to the hospital.
Or a liquor-filled donut. Because I decided liquor donuts should also have liquor and donuts and then liquor-filled donuts.
Like a liquor-filled donut?
Yeah, like, can you imagine, like, a Kahlua-filled donut?
Like those sour cream donuts that are really moist?
Yes.
They could totally have Kahlua in them.
Yes, they could. Or Bailey's.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
We've made a new thing.
Oh, yeah.
Trademark pending, bitches. Don't steal that.
You heard it here first. Trademark chaos.
It's probably already out.
Probably is.
You picked this movie. You want to share your opinions and tell us why you picked it?
Oh, okay. Well, I picked it because I love it.
Oh, okay.
I had seen it before ages ago when it was streaming on Netflix. And I was just like, well, this looks ridiculous. Let's take a look. And it was just, I loved the action. I loved the violence. I loved the wrongness. I loved what an unlikely anti-hero. Even for an anti-hero, he was an unlikely hero.
I love him, though.
I loved him. Yeah, LuGaRoo, like Leo Fafard, he did a really great job. Tina was great. I loved the cast. Willie, I swear I've seen Jonathan Cherry.
Final Destination 2.
I swear I've seen him in other things besides
that. He was great as Rory, though. I'm going to make you watch that movie because I know you haven't yet.
I've seen some of the Final
Destination. That's the one that fucked me up the most. Is Final Destination 2.
I think I've seen like. Well, I know I've seen one.
You're welcome, fucker.
And I think I've also seen like three because you made me watch another one too. That like randomly, years ago, you made me watch like a random one in the series. Like I think one or two. I saw the one with the roller coaster death.
Three.
Okay, that's so I've seen three.
So two's the one that fucks me up the most. So we gotta
watch
that.
Chloe? Fire Chloe?
No.
Who goes on
that
fire?
That was three.
That was three as well. Okay.
Yeah, that was three.
Maybe I've only seen three. I don't know.
I thought I had seen two. I don't think you've seen two because it's got H.A. Cook
I thought I had seen two of the films.
Not number two. I might have made you see four as well. I don't remember anymore. They're kind of all blurred together.
It was a while
together.
Ago. This was
but
like
we're going to watch
2007
five pretty
or
soon.
Because
it's got Todd Packer from The Office in it.
Oh, does it?
Yes. And it's horrible. The movie is so bad at that point. Okay. So I'm diverting, but
yeah, a little bit.
You know, we should say real fast too before we head into before we got back into your opinions where this is streaming because we forgot that point.
Oh, we forgot to tell you guys where this is streaming. This is on Shudder because everything is on Shudder right now. Shudder's awesome. We also found this on Hulu, and you can rent it on Amazon Prime
or YouTube for $2.99 on YouTube. You can rent it.
Same price for Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Okay. If you don't have Prime, though.
Yeah, if
you
don't
have Prime to rent movies on Prime?
No, you don't.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how that worked.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It's just, you just can't see the Prime free ones if you don't have Amazon Prime.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
I love this movie. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. Like I said, the deaths are great. It's just so ridiculous. Like the little things, like when he's fixing up his car and you get the werewolf welding. It's like, what the fuck?
I love that part. Hilarious. The big W on his hood.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. I mean, I just, it's so original. I've never seen anything like this. Like, a hero this damaged, you know, alcohol, like, fuels his powers. It ruins his life in one sense. Like, it's not, they're not saying alcohol is amazing, because it ruins his life in one sense, but then it just turns him into this super cop when he's a werewolf and he still keeps his intelligence and everything. It's great. It's like,
bad for humans, good for werewolves.
I know, like, the weirdness of them turning him into a werewolf in order to sacrifice him. I mean, it's, like, strange. It almost seems like it's adding another layer that you're not sure you needed, but at the same time, never heard it before.
No.
Werewolf movie or in any other movie, so, you know.
It's interesting. It's like, why a werewolf? What makes you wonder mm-hmm. that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, they need magical creatures' blood in order to survive or something. I don't know. It's weird. But they don't really go into it either. And just, like, the gang with the pig masks and... I love when he's at the store and he just rips all the gang members apart, and the barn when he goes after the rest of the gang. That's great, too. I love the twist where, like, the chief is also the gang leader, you know, the bartender's also the mayor. Like, his best friend is also, you know, one of the evil reptilians.
Mm-hmm.
Which was like a punch in the gut, because I liked Willy.
I did too.
And it's like, oh, he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
That makes me upset. So yeah, I mean, I was excited to watch it. I made you watch it.
Was that the first time you'd seen it too? When you made me watch it for the first time?
No, that was the second time I'd
seen it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd seen this years before. So this was my second time viewing it. And I was just like, once I saw that it came up on Shudder as being available, I was like, oh my god, it's back, because it went off of Netflix and I was sad. So then once I saw it was back, I was like, yeah, I'm doing this one for the podcast for sure. And now that I know that they made the second one, because I knew that they wanted to make a second one, they told, like, my sister's a big fan of this movie too, and she actually, like, heard from the director saying, like, we want to make a second one. And now I found out that they actually did. Like, I'm really excited to see that one, too.
I can't wait to see that one, too. Yeah, it came out a couple years ago, so.
Yeah, 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't know about it. So we might have to rent that one. I don't know where that one is streaming anywhere yet.
Do you even know what it's about?
No.
Okay.
I don't have any idea, but.
Let's not spoil ourselves.
But, yeah, no. I'm assuming Lou is still a werewolf, though, because they defeat everybody at the end, and it's not like he changes back.
Yeah, that's interesting. You'd think he would, but I guess once you're a werewolf, you're always a werewolf.
I guess, yeah. Like, there's nothing in the movie that would imply that he's no longer a werewolf anymore, so I guess he just is a super cop werewolf now, which is going to be interesting for that town.
And I was going to say, how do you think the neighbors feel about this? Well, he's just the neighborhood werewolf.
I don't know. I think he's going to have to, like, I'd be interested to speculate, because it's almost like, well, there's, like, a power vacuum now. The chief is gone. The mayor is gone. Like, he could kind of take over the police department.
Chief Wolf?
Chief Wolf Cop.
Wolf Chief.
Ooh. Interesting thoughts. So, yeah, that's my opinion.
Okay. I liked the movie. I thought it was fun. I love comedy horror. Anytime it's comedy horror. I did, after... It's hard for me because we watched this 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, we watched
a while ago. And my memory is, like, old. You know, I got old person memory. So it's,
and
like,
I don't.
You don't. No, you remember more than I do. I do remember most of this movie, though, but I don't remember any of the deaths. So I'm probably going to need you to refresh me on those. I remember some shooting deaths. That's about it.
I don't really remember either at this point. I remember I liked them, but.
I liked the deaths, too. I don't remember. Okay, well, I enjoyed it. I was confused, like you said, about the shapeshifters, but as I read more, trying to refresh myself to redo this podcast, I was like, okay, yeah, that does make sense then.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, like you said, different. It's very different. I liked the acting in it. I thought it was very well acted.
Yeah.
I love the grossness of it. I was like, it's so gross. When you just think it can't get any grosser, it does.
Oh, I know. The hot woman in the lingerie with the guy in the wolf suit.
Yes.
And the bow chicka wow wow music. Yeah. And the passion.
Sarah Lynn, I don't blame you for using a body double.
Yeah.
I would too. I was like, man, her contract. Yeah, I like those little scenes too. Like the meth lab scene. where he's breaking up the meth lab. I thought that was great.
I know, and I swear, like, that's where my favorite death came from, was somewhere in the meth lab scene, and now I don't remember the deaths. I don't
remember it either. It kind of disappoints me.
I am disappointed in myself that I can't tell you guys all about the amazing deaths, because they are so good. You have to watch them. We can't spoil you about the deaths. You just have to go watch the movie. Yeah,
apparently we can't, because we can't remember. But they were good. We remember that.
It was so, they were such fun scenes when he's just, like, just in his wolf form ripping everybody apart, yeah.
I'm kind of...
And there was some gore. There was some gory gore. It was good.
I am surprised, I shall say.
Yeah?
That the mayor had time to run a bar. And that the gang leader had time to be a chief of police. You know, you think they would just be random people that they shapeshifted in, you know, where you didn't see them a lot.
But. I guess you could do it because if you think about it, the chief is active during the day. The gang leader is active at night.
That's true.
The bartender's active at night. The mayor's active during the day.
But when do they sleep? Or do reptilian shapeshifters never sleep?
Apparently they don't need to sleep.
Maybe
because
not.
That's the only way you could swing being two people.
I need sleep.
Yeah,
I couldn't be a reptilian
shapeshifter.
But I'm
not a reptilian shapeshifter.
I might be, but I'm not telling you if I am.
Well, you just said you can't be, so...
I don't want to talk about it
You just
anymore.
Said you need... believe me, I know much how much sleep you get. You're not a reptilian shapeshifter.
Shut up! It's narcolepsy. Don't make fun of my narcolepsy. Come on.
Whatever. Don't make fun of narcolepsy, you jerk face.
Shut up. So that's my opinion. I enjoyed it. It was a good pick for you.
I didn't fall asleep
during it either.
Yeah.
So.
Did not make you fall asleep, that's for sure. Nobody's fallen asleep during this one.
No, and it was entertaining.
It's a shorter movie, but it's a quick ride, and it doesn't feel like a short movie.
I was just going to say that. It didn't feel only an hour and 19 minutes long.
No. But
it felt longer.
But it definitely keeps, because it keeps you entertained the whole time.
But not in a bad way, though. Yeah. I was going to say, not in a bad way longer.
It doesn't feel long, like oh, God.
What was that last werewolf movie that you made me watch?
The Wolfman?
Yes, that felt long.
Yeah, that one was boring in places.
Yeah.
Because it was trying to be a gothic romance, and it wasn't a gothic romance.
Ugh. Okay, anyway. So we don't have any favorite deaths that we remember. They were all good. I guess we can't pick one, because they're all our favorites. It's like children. They're all our favorites.
Any death that Lou Garou did as a werewolf was my favorite death.
Yes, agreed. I don't think there was a Marigold. Would you say there is?
No, there was nobody who didn't have some function in the plot, so no.
Okay, all right, I agree with that.
But our Marigold Award is an award that we give out for a person, place, or thing that exists in the story only to spout exposition. So, like, you know, the mayor or any of the shapeshifters wouldn't work because although they do kind of explain what's going on at the end, they don't count because they've been in the entire story and they're integral to the plot.
Right.
But so the Marigold Award is kind of an award for bad storytelling.
And we have other awards, but not as prevalent as the Marigold Award.
Yeah, Marigold is one oldest. That comes up. It's our oldest award. It's from all the way back to episode 3. And it comes up all the time, whereas our other awards are like the Alex Kittner Award for when they kill a kid arbitrarily, and the Church Award for when they kill an animal arbitrarily.
And the Chad Award when there's a douche canoe.
And the Chad Award for douche canoes, yeah.
Which is a new award, but yeah.
Which is a new award. That's our newest award, the mm-hmm. Chad.
The Chad. Chad. Okay. I only have a little bit of trivia, actually. Other than... You already mentioned Lou Garou is the name of, is French for werewolf. Lou Garou is the name of a werewolf located near the swamps in French folklore.
Oh, so it's a swampy werewolf.
In Louisiana, yeah.
Oh, in Louisiana.
French Louisiana folktales.
Oh, okay.
And then, stay tuned. If you're watching this movie for the first time, stay tuned for the end of the movie because there is a scene after the credits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And then, the only other thing I have is... I love how they product placement, when you don't want to product place something,
uh-huh.
Like Kevin Smith has got nail cigarettes, and I think it's Tarantino has apple cigarette, you know, you don't want product placement in there. So what they did is, he takes out a bottle that looks like Jack Daniel's old number 7 Tennessee whiskey, uh-huh. But it's listed as Jim Dandy's old number 2 Kentucky whiskey. So, but I just love that one. they try to make up their own thing.
Yeah, that's cool. The only other thing that I had trivia-wise was this is a Canadian film.
Oh, yeah. It was Donna Regina.
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, the first film out of the production company. So it's, like, an indie flick. Yeah.
It's a good way to start.
Yeah, good way to start. Definitely. Oh, yeah. Regina is in Saskatchewan, by the way, if you don't know much about. And the entire movie is done in practical effects. No CGI.
Nice. Even grosser. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it says, about the sequel, it says, it's called Another Wolf Cop.
Mm-hmm.
It was filmed in Lumsden, Saskatchewan, featuring most of the same characters played by the same actors, most of whom are locals of Regina, Saskatchewan.
Nice.
And it was released on 1st of December, 2017.
So it's 2 years old.
Let me see. Who did the soundtrack? The soundtrack was composed by Saskatoon, Saskatchewan instrumental band Shooting Guns. 76 minutes of original material. You can get this original soundtrack on vinyl and limited release cassette. Oh, man.
Nice.
Nice. That's all I have.
Leslie Nielsen was born in Regina.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Regina is just a good place for funny people.
You know what? I was looking through this list of people that were born there, though, and there is a Joe Fafard, sculptor and artist. I wonder if he's Leo's dad.
Huh. I don't know.
It does not say.
Could be.
Normally it says it does not say. Well, he died in 2019. He was 76. So maybe. They're probably related. Who knows? If you guys know, let us know.
Well, I guess he was 76. He could have been his dad.
Yeah. He just died this year, looks like, or last year.
Hmm.
Well,
sorry if that's your dad.
Yeah.
Sorry for your loss.
We are. Or if it's your uncle, we're sorry for your loss.
Yeah, that's
or your brother.
Or your brother or whoever.
Whatever. We're so empathetic. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. No, we really are. Sorry. He looked like he was a great sculptor. Yours is your pick. What's your rating on this movie?
I'm going to give this movie an 8.5. Because wow. I will definitely watch it again.
Damn, that's high.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I'm going to go like 7.63. Because I did enjoy it. I probably would watch it again. I've stolen your Shudder password, so I probably will watch it again. So, because I'm too cheap to buy my own Shudder account.
Yeah, I know.
All right, you ready for some fan fiction?
Yeah.
I got some good news and bad news. The bad news is there's only 2 fan fictions, and they're on Archive of Our Own. There's nothing on fanfiction.net. The good news is one of them is only 200 words long, so I'm going to get to do a dramatic reading on this episode. Mm. This one is called The Pain by Fairy Niamh. Niamh.
How do you pronounce it? Nimue?
Okay, Fairy Nimue. It was done May 15th of 2015. It's called The Pain, and the summary is, Lou talks about the pain of his transformation. A dramatic reading by Carnage. If you were to ask what the worst thing about being a werewolf was, he would say, hands down, it was the transformation. That shit hurts. Oh, and you never really know when or where it would happen. Only on the full moon and when you were angry. What a load of horse shit. One minute you are pissing, the next thing you are pissing blood, growing fur, and getting bigger. Fucking hell, it is painful. The worst is when you are trying to jack the beanstalk, and instead of semen, yup, you guessed it, more fucking blood. Because this werewolf, he doesn't transform like you see in the movies. It doesn't start his back and move forward. Nah, it starts as his fucking dick and works his way out. Do you know how painful it is to reach for the heights of heaven only to be dragged down to the pits of hell by your dick? No? Good, then stay away from being a werewolf, unless you're into that kinky, furry dick shit. Personally, he thinks it sucks to be terrified of your own dick, but there you are. He's now afraid of his favorite stress reducer, Fiend.
I love how they put Fiend at the end.
Yeah.
Like, what they wrote was not word garbage.
It's comedy. It's supposed to be comedy. So.
That's so bad!
I know. Hey. How was my dramatic reading? Was that so bad?
Your dramatic reading was amazing.
You're such a liar. Shut up. Rolling of the eye. That eye roll was so hard, it hurt me to look at it. You ass. I hate you so much right now. I'm never doing another dramatic reading again until next episode. All right. Should you pimp us and get the fuck out of here before you die laughing?
I can't. I'm laughing so hard.
You asshole. Just pimp us. Fine, I'll pick us this time. We are They Mostly Podcast at Night. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
You're not doing it right.
I know. I've never done this before. Shut up. You can find our episodes.
Yes. Ah! Stop. Stop. I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll get myself under control.
Yeah, right.
You're awful. You can't do it. You suck at it.
Oh, my God. That hurts me to the core.
Mm-hmm. All right. We are TheMostlyPodcastAtNight.com. We are hosted by anchor.fm/podcastatnight. It is on, we are on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Blueberry, anywhere that you can find podcasts. We are there. Please leave us a star rating and a review. If you do and you take a screenshot of it and you send it to us at podcastatnight@gmail.com with your address, we will send you a sticker. A free sticker. It's free. It's a sticker.
It's a nice one too. It's vinyl.
Yeah, that's a really they're really nice stickers. They're like $2 or something. They're not
more than that.
Yeah, okay. So they're not like cheap little stickers. No. Anyway. We are on the social meds at Podcast at Night. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We also have our own Instagrams. I am Chaos at Night. Carnage is Carnage at Night. And, we have a Redbubble store. We have t-shirts, mugs, stickers, hats. No hats. I always want to say hats.
We want hats.
We want hats really bad. I want a Podcast at Night hat so bad. Totes, you know, lots of stuff. You should go check it out for sure. We've got links everywhere for that. It'll be in the show notes, in fact.
It will be.
And that's about it. So I'll say goodbye from Chaos and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
Good night from Carnage. And as always, we are filmed in front of a live studio audience of cats. Meow.
Sweet.
And werewolves.
And werewolves. Hi, Frank.
Thanks for listening to They Mostly Podcast at Night. Our theme song is by the Computer Music All-Stars under a Creative Commons Attribution License. Link in the show notes.